Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Drews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive towards short. Morello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Klutz and he is out, Wiedelman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0 for 1 in the game. Drews bunts towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Klutz moves to second. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiedelman for the out. Klutz moves to third. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Braves. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston hits a line drive towards the mound. Logan catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes bunts towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Workman moves to second. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Workman moves to third. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Workman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0 for 1 in the game. Drews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Livingston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater, who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cavaretta scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-2 in the game. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Drews catches it and throws to second with Wiedelman covering, to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Workman bunts towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes is walked intentionally. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Sauer pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hack bunts towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Max Stewart now pitching. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clutz strikes out. One out. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0 for 2 in the game. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Schuster pinch runs for Mickey Livingston. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.